then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. Oh, the times, they are a-changing.
In the mid-1960s, the times, they were indeed a-changing. One of the places those changes were being felt was the world of folk music, says rock historian Elijah Wald, author of a new book, Dylan Goes Electric.
There was a moment in the early 60s where you could look at the Billboard charts and 7 of the top 10 albums were folk records. And, you know, Joan Baez, Peter, Paul and Mary, the Kingston Trio, all had huge, huge, huge number one records.
If I had a hammer, I'd a hammer in the morning, I'd a hammer in the evening.
And then all that changed.
In 1964, the Beatles had hit. By 1965, by the summer of 1965, a lot of people in the folk scene were sort of feeling like their world was threatened.
They were hoping that Bob Dylan would come to the rescue. Dylan had become a legend in folk music circles, both as a powerful songwriter and a distinctive singer. Most of the crowd at the Newport Folk Festival on the evening of July 25th, 1965, we're expecting to hear this.
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Instead, when Dylan took the stage, this is what they got. Bob Dylan had gone electric, and the folk purists didn't like it one bit.
When Dylan went electric, I think one of the issues was the feeling that, wait a minute, he's gone over to the enemy.
Once they recovered from the shock of it, the audience expressed their displeasure. They booed. Folk fans had looked to Bob Dylan to save their movement from the rock and roll onslaught. But
Dylan had always liked rock and roll, and Dylan didn't think of rock and roll as stupid music.
In fact, Dylan was a Beatles fan. He would later say that from the first time he heard the Beatles, he knew they were pointing to the direction where music had to go.
Honestly, once the Beatles hit, I think that the writing was on the wall. But when Dylan went with the Beatles on that one, that was that. That was essentially the end of the folk scene as a huge mainstream pop trend.
Beyond the music, Dylan's performance that night also marked a turning point in American culture.
There are two halves to the 1960s.
What Elijah Wald means is just picture Martin Luther King Jr.'s March on Washington in 1963. Most of the protesters are wearing suits. You'd never see that in the hippie days of the late 60s.
Before 1965 was really a different world, and it's the 60s of the civil rights movement and of folk music and of joining arms across the generations and across the races. And after 1965, it's the world of rock. And obviously, I'm not saying Dylan created that change, but I do think that the confrontation at Newport happened because it was symbolic of that much larger confrontation and has been remembered because it really is sort of the moment of rupture where the new 60s emerged.
For VOA News, I'm Eric Felton.